In today's Hot Plasmids podcast, we'll discuss plasmid tools for protein degradation, pH sensing, and more. Trimaway, a new tool for targeted endogenous protein degradation. CRISPR and RNAi have helped researchers alter DNA sequence and RNA expression. But what if you want to change protein levels? Until recently, no such tool existed for rapid, customizable protein degradation. Enter Trimaway, an antibody-based system developed by the James and Skuh labs. TRIM21, an E3 ubiquitin ligase, is the basis of Trimaway. In normal physiology, TRIM21 recruits ubiquitin and the proteasome to destroy antibody-bound pathogens. Clift et al. Found that addition of exogenous TRIM21 protein, along with an antibody targeting the protein of interest, led to rapid, targeted degradation that is dependent on proteasome function. Clift et al. Applied Trimaway to 9 proteins in 10 different cell types, achieving knockdown within 1 to 2 hours of reagent delivery. Trimaway is suitable for both short and long-lived proteins, and it can even distinguish between protein variants when used with a variant-specific antibody. Trimaway reagents and reporters are available from Adgene. We hope they will trim down the difficulty of your protein knockdown experiment. Endosomal pH sensors for STED nanoscopy. The first Adgene plasmid deposit from Professor Stefan Hell, who won the 2014 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for his contributions to super-resolution light microscopy, comes from his recent Nature Communications article, SR-PHI Ratiometric pH Biosensors for Super-Resolution Microscopy. Endosomes are historically difficult to study in living cells using conventional light microscopy due to their small size. Though a number of biosensors existed that met some of the criteria for studying endosomes, the Hell Lab designed their super-resolution pH indicators, or SR-PHI biosensors, to meet all of them. These probes target endosomes, are exceptionally bright, and are photostable over a broad pH range. The 4 biometric probes available from Adgene have successfully targeted endosomes under a range of pH conditions in HeLa and MEF cells. FireCas9 for inducible interrogation of the epigenome. Jerry Crabtree's lab has developed a new CRISPR-Cas9-based system to study epigenetic modulation. While catalytically inactive Cas9 has been fused to a variety of protein modules to repress or activate gene expression, FireCas9 enables rapid and reversible recruitment of chromatin complexes to any genomic locus in any cell type. By varying which sgRNAs are used with FireCas9, experiments can be designed to target multiple loci at once. In addition, the approach allows minute-by-minute analysis of the kinetics of chromatin regulation and subsequent mathematical modeling. Its reversibility allows precise and quantitative analysis of epigenetic memory at nearly any locus. Plasmids for independent control of gene expression in yeast. Researchers from the ELSA-MOD lab recently deposited plasmids encoding synthetic yeast transcription factors that can independently control expression of your genes of interest. These transcription factors consist of the Gal4 or ZIF268 DNA binding domains fused to either the HER or HPR ligand binding domains and the MSN2 transactivation domain. Transcription factor activation via the appropriate ligand, estradiol for HER or progesterone for HPR, leads to nuclear localization, binding to the appropriate promoter sequence, and activation of gene expression. In addition to plasmids encoding these synthetic transcription factors, the ELSA-MOD lab has deposited plasmids encoding fluorescent reporters and other proteins controlled by Gal4 and ZIF268. For more Hot Plasmids, visit the Hot Plasmids topic page on the Adgene blog and subscribe to our newsletter. Adgene, a better way to share science.